This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Usher is headlining the Super Bowl 2024 halftime show in Las Vegas. A video was posted on social media featuring the singer and Kim Kardashian. It's an honor of a lifetime to finally check a Super Bowl performance off my bucket list, Usher said in a statement. The Super Bowl takes place on February 11th. Plenty of time for Kardashian to get more plastic surgery. Taylor Swift fans have been buying up all the merch of Taylor's new boyfriend, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, as his jersey sales were up over 400% on NFL.com. The explosion of interest in Kelce came after Swift attended a Chiefs game and cheered him on along with Travis's mom. Might be the best catch Kelce's ever made. Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet were seen dressed quite goth while out during Paris Fashion Week. The recently gone public couple were seen walking hand in hand into Rosalía's birthday party dressed all in black. Though Chalamet typically dresses this way, Kylie usually opts for more flashy outfits. Is Kylie trying to be like the new Wonka?
Or just a wanker?
Britney Spears' 2002 film Crossroads will be shown in theaters in conjunction with the release of her tell-all book, The Woman in Me, due out October 24th. In Crossroads, Spears played a young woman on a journey of self-discovery who goes on a cross-country trip with her childhood friends, played by Zoe Saldana and Taryn Manning. Pete Davidson is dating Outer Banks star Madeline Klein just 1 month after his breakup with Chase Sweet Wonders. They spent the night together at the Beverly Hills Hotel and then had breakfast there the next morning. They were really low-key and were dressed down wearing baseball hats, though Davidson was also wearing a shit-eating grin.
Dead or alive?
Ada Turturro played Tony Soprano's sister Janice on the HBO series The Sopranos. She also played James Gandolfini's daughter in Romance and Cigarettes with her cousin John Turturro directing the two. Dead or alive? Alive. She's been seen on TV from time to time and in the feature film prequel to The Sopranos, The Many Saints of Newark. Beyonce gave her hometown Houston crowd a special treat when she brought out surprise guest and fellow Houston native Megan Thee Stallion for the debut performance of their 2020 smash Savage remix. The artists exchanged I Love Yous before performing the track, which was released on Megan Thee Stallion's 2020 Suga EP. Sweet. Sorry. Amber Heard is back on the big screen. In the first trailer for In the Fire, Heard is an American psychiatrist who travels to Colombia to assess a troubled child who locals believe is possessed by the devil. Heard said, quote, "I feel lucky to be surrounded by such an amazing cast," unquote. The part of the devil, however, was not offered to Johnny Depp. BTS's Suga started fulfilling his mandatory service requirements in South Korea, but instead of enlisting in a branch of the country's military, he'll spend the next 2 years working as a social service agent. That's right. This was due to him having shoulder surgery in 2020 and not being able to complete the regular training. Wow, he dodged a bullet.
Idiot of the Week!
Tory Lanez is fearful for his life in jail after being found guilty of shooting Megan Thee Stallion. A source said, quote, "Tory is scared for his life and safety in prison. He feels like he's a direct target because of his celebrity status," unquote. He's currently being kept apart from the other inmates for his protection, but mostly because he's an idiot. Leonardo DiCaprio's got a new babe again. Yep, he and Vittoria Cerretti, who were spotted leaving a Milan Fashion Week party, strategically avoided being photographed together by exiting the Versace-hosted fete separately. DiCaprio was seen hiding under his signature black cap, but he was caught with his pants up. For now. Diplomats in town last week for the UN General Assembly in New York City were meeting world leaders by day and high-end hookers by night. A source familiar with the sex summits told us, quote, business goes up 20-25%. Girls literally fly in from Las Vegas and Europe. It's like a hooker convention, unquote. Let that sink in. Paramount's decision to air reruns of the biggest streaming show, Yellowstone, on broadcast TV amid Hollywood's double strike is already paying off. The 5-year-old Yellowstone rerun of the series premiere was the most watched linear program of the week. So, basically, this rerun rose to the top of the other reruns airing on broadcast TV. Lorde revealed that she's living with heartbreak again. In a letter sent to her fans, the singer described her ongoing pain, explaining that she recently pulled out of attending Paris Fashion Week because, quote, I promised myself I'd never be one of the people in the light smiling if it wasn't real, unquote. Yeah, sounds like a royal pain in the ass.
The trash bin.
A construction consultant who worked on remodeling a Malibu mansion for Kanye West is suing him over alleged dangerous working conditions and unpaid wages. Oh yeah. He claims that Kanye owes him $1 million for the work he did on the home and that the rapper's negligence posed safety hazards for those performing labor on the home.
Guilty!
The news wrap-up.
Amazon is bringing ads to Prime Video next year. Amazon will invest up to $4 billion in Anthropic, a rival to ChatGPT developer OpenAI. In other ChatGPT news, it can now speak, listen, and process images. Elon Musk's ex, formerly Twitter, ranks last in their actions against climate change misinformation. Yeah, no surprise there.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Saw 10 is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Guts by Olivia Rodrigo retakes the top spot.
The number one app.
Once again, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
The Last Devil to Die by Richard Ostman is the best-selling fiction book.
Tate McRae hails from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and was first seen by American audiences when she was only 13 as the first Canadian finalist on the TV competition series So You Think You Can Dance. McRae caught the attention of RCA Records in 2019 after her original song One Day went viral on YouTube and TikTok. McRae soon gained wider recognition after her song You Broke Me First became an international hit, amassing over 2 billion streams worldwide. Last year, she followed that with the hit She's All I Wanna Be. Now she's dropped a new song, which we love. Here's Tate McRae with the song of the week, Greedy.
They said all you're serious, I try but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night, I still don't know what you're about. Talking but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say yeah. I want myself, baby, please believe me. I'll put you through hell, just know me, yeah, yeah. So sure of yourself, baby, don't get greedy. That you want it well, ooh, and well. Yeah. I want myself, baby, please believe me.
Tate McRae with the song of the week, Greedy. follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.